Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matt EG Digital.
And before we get started, head over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca/checklist and download Matt and Brian's marketing checklist for Kawartha small businesses. Today we're recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community at 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. And we have with us Michelle from River Rose Cleaning. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Michelle. So tell us a bit about River Rose Cleaning.
Well, we're a cleaning service out of Kawartha Lakes. We do Peterborough as well, but we mostly do residential houses and we do commercial as well. Just the phone's always ringing for residential.
Well, that's awesome. So what makes people pick up the phone to ask about residential cleaning?
I think mostly they just want some help around their house. most people basically just had kids, or they just want some help with their family and don't really feel like putting the burden on their spouse for that.
Do you find that you get a lot of business owners calling as well? Like maybe they're too busy wanting to...
They mostly DM. We get a lot of that on Instagram. Like a lot of businesses, they will reach out on Instagram and just want help in their houses. I always think it's going to be for their business, but it's not. It's for their house. So, but that's nice. And they always give good feedback about the service because they're also in business. So,
yeah, I reached out to you back in July. It was July. And I think you had posted something online because you often will throw something up in your reels about like you have an open slot. And I reached out and I think you said you were busy. And because my wife was going away for a week. And I, for years, have always joked with people like, oh, your wife goes away for a week. You got to hire a cleaner. You got to hire a nanny, a cook, and all these like silly, frankly, misogynistic things. Actually, when I think about it. But anyways, like, I brought it up to my wife. I'm like, I had reached out to this company to do like a clean at the end of the week and kind of like judging to see if she would think it was awesome or not. And she was like, I would love it if you did that. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to follow that up. So I went back to you and we scheduled it in. And I don't know if I was skeptical because I was like, I actually had a company, I won't name names, but when we moved here, cleaned the house because the house was in rough shape. And they're a big name, like they're probably the biggest name that you would think of, like corporate cleaning company.
Schmolly Schmang.
Yes, something like that. And like they were fine, they were really good. But then a couple months later, we were having issues with the ceiling. Now it was like dirty on the ceiling and they said you couldn't clean it. And none of us had ever taken the time to do it. And my wife like, well, I'm going to try it. And it took her like 12 seconds to clean it. So it kind of got like a bad taste in her mouth from that company. Anyway, so like I was skeptical. I was like, how good could this be? I was like, I wasn't stressed that week, but I was, had a lot going on. Like
my wife had a lot of golf games.
I had a lot of golf schedule that week. I made the great decision to take the week off and golf, and I dropped my kids off at summer camp. And I literally didn't do anything all week. I didn't vacuum. Like a couple days before you were coming, the floor was dirty, and I hated dirty floor more than anything. And I was like, just leave it. You have someone coming in a couple days, make it worth your money.
Yeah,
so walking on dirt and stuff for a couple days. And I remember that Friday morning too, you were coming in the morning, I believe. And I was like, you know what a service you should offer is laundry folded. Because I had all this laundry pile up and that stresses me out too. And you're like, well, we actually do that, but like low key, don't tell people, which is like also one of the reasons why I wanted to have it on the podcast. Because I was like, it's an incredible service, and like you should be like finding more ways to tell more people this. Anyways, I'm trying to talk and ramble to make you a bit more comfortable, but also like I came home that day, my wife's gonna be home in a couple hours, and I walked in and like I said, I laughed out loud as soon as I saw it. It was so beautiful. I've never seen my home so beautiful. My wife keeps the home in beautiful shape, but like what you did was immaculate. And there was like little details all around the house that you guys did that was so different than I'm sure other people and like doing it yourself. Like I walked into my son's room and he would stack his books a certain way. And like I saw blankets folded a specific way. And I didn't know that the doorway going from the mudroom into the hallway was actually white because you guys had actually come in there and like scrubbed it perfectly. And it was just incredible. And my wife thought it was just the greatest thing.
That's amazing.
We were telling, like complimenting you. I'm not just saying this to everybody. And I was telling people the day of, and some of them, the guys I was golfing with that day were like, well, how much is this? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. I didn't look at the website. We didn't have that conversation. I was a little bit scared, but then I got the bill and I was like, this is so reasonable.
Yeah.
You guys cleaned the oven too.
Yep.
The oven was spotless. And I couldn't believe what a great, amazing services that you would
Thank
have
you.
Provided. So.
It's funny because I used to charge a lot less for deep cleans and do a lot more. And just a couple of years ago, I was like, you know what? It was actually when the pandemic hit. I was like, I'm going to raise these prices up or we're not going to last. And yeah, like now it's $360 for a deep clean and we do the inside of the oven.
That's
guaranteed. It? Yeah. It's, well, plus tax.
Okay,
so it's
yeah.
usually like, I think it's $406. If my memory is right, but I don't know. Not right with my app. But yeah, and we were charging a lot less. But yeah, now it's, people are just blown away by the little details and stuff. And it's like the same thing, but you can just charge a lot more.
So do you do just deep cleans or do you regular cleans?
We do regular as well. A lot of it is, sorry, my phone just keeps ringing. So yeah, we do deep cleans as well, but we will do bi-weekly, weekly cleans after that if people are interested or, you know, just whatever they're looking for. I offer a maid service as well. I've got a few clients for that and, I'll cut up all their vegetables for them and do their laundry, strip their bedding when I get there and throw it right in the wash, like right in the laundry. A lot of the time they have a spare bedding set and I throw that on, get the other one folded up. And we also will iron as well. So yeah. And the clients seem to love that.
Wow. How many marriages have you saved?
I don't know. I have no idea. Probably a lot.
I joke, but I remember when I was a teenager and there was, I had a friend group that I sort of hung around with and they were all older than me. And I remember the one couple talking about like, if we're fighting over cleaning, how about we just hire someone mm-hmm. to clean our house? And then we don't fight over that anymore. And so many people fight over cleaning,
yeah.
deep cleaning. You know, we look at just our society, our
mm-hmm.
work in general.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talk about this a lot. Cleaning is stereotypically, you know, quote unquote, women's work.
Job. Yeah.
We undervalue
yeah.
jobs traditionally done by women. I talked about it in like bookkeeping and finance, like, you know, mom and pop shops. Mom always did that. So people, they undervalue it. They don't want to like hire a professional
mm-hmm.
to do it. But we see just the way life has changed. Like it takes a lot of time. There's skill to it. There's technique to it. And a lot of people just choose to fight and argue about it or have it as a stressor. But for very little money, really, you can just have someone take care of that for you.
There's a lot of companies popping up as well, too, right? Like, it seems to have changed a lot in the last couple of years. There's so many more than when I started. So,
yeah. Do you think that more people are branding it?
I'm not sure why all of a sudden there's just a lot of people cleaning, but I think a lot had to do with people losing their jobs in 2020.
Mm.
So that definitely, like every time that I see something on Facebook, there's brand new companies popping up every time being tagged. And I'm like, who's that? So
yeah.
I had someone a couple months ago to a kid's birthday party, dropped my kids off, and she knows I do marketing, and she's like, I'm going to reach out to you one day because I'm starting a cleaning company in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her about you because
mm-hmm.
I was like, the only person I think doing it locally that understands branding and marketing and is out there that I see is you. And I always forgot River Rose. It was like River, Road, River. Like, there's River and something in there. But to compliment you, I think like, you're the only person locally, and you probably can correct me if I'm wrong, but that does it with proper branding and marketing, and you're out there and you're known to people, which I think is the big differentiator with the, mm-hmm. you and everybody else right now too. So
I think it's because I did start like back in 2018 and I just started right away just with Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. That was just it. And some flyers. I would put out even like door knockers that I made with like, it's funny, like a couple of flyers put together with a hole puncher and an elastic. And I would put that on people's doors and it had like all different kind of like information. And then I did like some radio ads and stuff as well with Country 105 and like things like that. And really put some effort into advertising, I guess. But mm-hmm. I still find that I don't even do all that much. Like, I don't know, like I hardly post at all anymore. I think a lot of it is like, it's funny, like I've lost my confidence in business. I don't know why. Like, I feel like I'm just like, bah. And when I hear like, you're so great, I'm like, that's so weird. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of
so
weird.
What did you do before 2018 when you started this?
I was working for Pepsi. I was a merchandiser. Yeah. And I got pregnant with my daughter, River, and then I just started doing this instead. So,
yeah. Why did you decide to do this?
So when I was younger, I worked for like a couple of motels doing housekeeping with them. And that was like changing beds and doing laundry and stuff, which was, you know, what we do now. And I was helping actually when I was like right out of high school, a lady clean this like big mansion in Bethany. And I don't know, I just remember really enjoying that. It's private. You don't really have to answer to anybody. And as long as you do a good job, like people pay. So that was like something that really just stood out to me. And I was like, you know what? I might just do this. And then it just kind of worked. So
I think it's a neat profession because mm-hmm. it's one of those things that just everybody's cleaning mm-hmm. and everybody yep. needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Few yeah. people want to hire someone for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at people who do hire, there's always been people who have worked, you know, in cleaning and in service. It's a company that's really hard to scale and keep mm-hmm. standards. So, you mm-hmm. know, we talked about Schmoly Schmade mm-hmm. at, you know,
it's true. I find it hard to even have like good standards. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Even with myself, it's funny, like I have a checklist that I'll do and we'll go back into the rooms and I'll do the thing. And I'm like, oh my God, like I didn't even clean the toilet. Like, but you have to have standards or literally, right. I don't know how bigger companies can do it. I've always thought about doing another company, more on like a larger scale like that, but I'm just too scared.
I think it's really hard to scale it and have the consistent standards mm-hmm. and find the right people. Yeah. I've heard some neat stories of some companies who have done a really good job. And a lot of it's, you know, leadership. It's a lot of finding the right people, mm-hmm. training them. I think there's also a perception change needed where cleaning is one of those jobs where people will be like, well, I just cleaned. Or it's mm-hmm. like the thing you do when you're desperate and you don't really want to do it. But I think there's people who understand it's a profession and you can be good at it. You can take pride in it. And it's not like a, you know, a lower level or lower hierarchy type thing. Like it's actually, I think it's a very noble profession because it, you know, really facilitates a lot of other sort of joy in someone's life. And it's a hard skill. Like some people are just terrible at and you want someone who's knows what they're doing and is good at it.
I don't want to interrupt you, but like I think it, not that you have a problem, but like it's a marketing problem that you mm-hmm. need to be focusing most mm-hmm. on. Because like Brian said, I don't even think I really thought about it from that way. Like you're always going to find people that don't want to pay for cleaning because everyone mm-hmm. thinks that they can clean. I'm pretty sure I reached out to you to talk about cleaning Thrive years ago. And you gave me a price, and frankly, like, we can't pay extra mm-hmm. for cleaning, right? Mm-hmm. So like that doesn't fit this, or it might not fit certain people, mm-hmm. but it fits the person that me personally will pay other people to do what they're experts at. I'm often embarrassed to admit that I pay someone to cut my lawn. I have an acre over by where I live. I was going to say my address, but I won't say it now. And like, it's a big property. I actually love doing it, but it is a time suck for me. Mm-hmm. So like I work from 9 to 5. I come home and hang out with my kids for a couple hours. When they're asleep, I will then do other chores. But also, I don't want to do other chores. Mm-hmm. I want to sit down and I will usually watch TV for an hour or go to bed, right? So I remember the first time someone ever cut my lawn. And I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Like, again, like, we're dealing with so many stereotypes in this conversation, too. But I'm a dude, I got to cut my lawn. And I went out on a Friday afternoon with my kids to the park over at Logie Park there. And I came back and the lawn was cut. And I'm like, it was beautiful. I'm like, this is incredible that I was able to go spend time with my kids, do something that I wanted, and then come home to chores that were done. And I think that's the message you need to get across more. I haven't spent time looking like deeply at your marketing. I don't mean to do
no,
coaching thing, but like to me, like that's the persona you should need to be focusing on. It's like the person that is going to pay for services, because there's lots of people that will, and they focus on the problem being like, do you want to spend more time with your kids? Do you want to spend more time with your partner?
Or more time with your business, or focus time with your business. Like, it's hard to focus on your business when you have to clean. Or I look at people who sometimes their common procrastination thing is like, well, I got to go clean my whole house before I do X, like, because they need to feel in that clean environment. Like, well, what if that just happened? What if you just were in that clean environment?
Oh, absolutely. Because like, like
you walked in and you laughed, right? You're going to remember that emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're going to want to have that again.
Well, hopefully sometimes. He does.
Yeah. Well, like, you made me the hero in that situation, too, because my wife came home and I didn't tell her that I was doing this still. And so she said, you could smell as soon as you walked into our mudroom. Our mudroom's gross. But you walked in, you could smell it. And then literally, like, the helmet never, like, literally sparkled.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon.
That's amazing.
And I felt like a hero, and she loved it for days. And I've told everyone about this. And it's just, I want to feel that feeling again.
Yeah.
And she was like pestering me about the price too. And I was like, honestly, I don't know what it is. And I got the invoice and whatever. And then she's like, well, like the deep clean, like I can never do the stuff they did. She hates cleaning the inside of the stove.
Yeah.
And she's like, for that price, we could do it like every quarter, every 6 months. And like, to me, that's a no brainer. And I've already too thought about like, why don't we just do the even monthly, like a different type of clean anyways. Like there's people out there that like you might be focused on what you're focused on, like the people that are like, okay, how do we get people that don't want to pay for cleaning to clean their homes? Forget them. You got to focus on the people that will pay for services, and
they just want someone like when I listen to this, like I have someone who sort of a private person who we pay to clean our house, and it's great because you know, they don't necessarily do the best job all the time, but they keep up on
And their prices are probably really good too, because they're not a company, right?
Yeah, so. Well, I would say it's very fair.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I haven't actually looked at anything else, but it's fair and reasonable, and they sort of keep up on the things, and they do the things that, like, I would normally have done, like, once every few weeks or once a month or whatever. But my biggest hesitation in hiring someone else is always like, is this good? Are they going to do a good job? Mm-hmm. I actually think I don't clean as much now, but like I'm really good at it. So I'm like, I don't want to hire someone who has lower standards than me, because then I'm just going to get mad and try to do it myself. So when I hear Matt talk about the details, that's what I know is good. And when you hire, you know, a big corporate person who's maybe has someone working for them who thinks it's a low position in life and they're just kind of like going through the motions, you can't deliver that service.
Oh,
but
for sure.
I think you get someone like you who is passionate about it. You just need to find and curate your clients so that you're busy with people who are going to like be excited every time you come in.
And I find around here is a lot of like rural, so it's the travel. That's what kills as well, because even if you're trying to get like something done in Bethany and then you have to go to Lindsay afterwards, well, that's like a 35-minute drive. And then if you have to go up to Fenland Falls, which the phone calls are always coming in from like Fenland and Bob Cajun, a little bit in Lindsay. I wish it was a lot busier in Lindsay, but it's really not. Like, it's more the like houses in Bob Cajun and Fenland, you know? And
yeah, it's probably because those people are also driving.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
Like I was counting how much I drive in a week. And I was like, that's like, if I had that time just to, you know, do house chores, I would get so much more done. Like, there's a cost to doing that.
I work with a big HVAC company locally, and we had this conversation about, like, why are they so much more successful in Bob Cajun versus Lindsay? We had, like, 5 minutes of research on the phone, and there's more household income in Bob Cajun.
That's true,
they're more affluent. They're more probably willing to pay for those things. So
a lot of people, like, ask as well, is it seasonal? Is it the Airbnbs and stuff? And, like, we really don't do a lot of Airbnbs. But we do have some of the same people that call every summer, and it's been consistent for years. But when they stop, like, you just kind of have to find something to replace them. I can't take on too much because we just don't have the resources for that, right? And I don't know. When they go, like, you just kind of have to find someone to fill in that's maybe more local. But then when you start filling in their spots and keep getting busy, it's harder to find spots for them when they do come back. So,
so how many, like, houses would you clean in a day?
Myself, like, if I have someone with me, 3. The girls that I have working for me, they'll probably do 2. I try to send 2 people at once to a house, but that's maybe not always the case. If they're, like, weekly houses, one person can take care of that pretty easily, but they'll just be there a little bit longer, you know?
And with the deep cleaning, like, you have a package where it's like, you know, we, like, let's say Matt.
There needs to be, so I want to jump in because I know where your brain's going. Like, you need to have, there's so many fun service packages you could be offering. Like, your wife's away package, and, like, have some fun with it. Promote that, the Airbnb specific package. Do you have anything like that, or do you call them that, or?
Like, on the website, I do have, like, the deep clean package and the maintenance kind of things. But I, like, when I started, I had so much more drive for it. I'm not going to lie. I would put, like, after party cleanups, and like, I had all this stuff put down and, like, on the flyers.
Death by too many ideas.
Exactly. Like, on the flyers, I had all these things that I was putting out there, and then it was just kind of like, I don't know what I would want to focus on. And then when you do start getting busy with the residential, because that just really, really went crazy, I was like, oh, screw all the other stuff. And which is kind of sad, is because we did have a really good client that was, like, a wedding venue in Bethany, and I just couldn't take them on this year because they closed down for 2 years with COVID, right? And I was doing them consistently for the 2 years before then, and I was just like, I'm sorry, but, like, I just can't now. Like, there's just too many things, and you just can't.
Yeah, I think the,
do them all.
The one-offs, it's too hard to have too many ideas, or even, like,
because you don't
Airbnb
have the people.
Stuff, you don't have the people. But if I, you know, sort of live coach, and you don't have to listen to anything we say, but if I look at a Matt's somebody who, you know, you can be like, pay for a deep clean, then we'll talk. So here's the Matt package is, I'm going to do 4 deep cleans a year, and then I'm going to come once a month or something to, like, do some maintenance. Like,
it'd be nice to, like,
you factor that in over like a 12-month commitment. Like, Matt's going to say yes. And you need to find, you know, your clientele of those type versus, you know, the one-off to come clean up after a party. Like, yeah, it's a good idea, but, like, it's hard to make a lot of money on that. But when you are the person who does the X number of deep cleans, and maybe they don't even need 4, maybe it's 2 deep cleans a year and so many maintenance ones. And then that's just part of, you know, your schedule. So it's predictable.
It'd be nice to find someone, like, I always have this thought, like, it'd be nice to just kind of start something new. Like, I like the name Stop Mop and Roll. I don't know if that's someone else's name, but I googled it and nothing really has came
up.
That's
awesome.
But, I always think that would be just kind of like a nice new start because, like, but I would want it to do it with other people. Like, everything comes down to me right now, and that just, like, is so mentally taxing. Like, it's just too much. And with what I have right now, I'm like, it's fine because I can just kind of, like, do what I'm doing and, like, just get it done. But if I was to start something new, I'm like, I can't take on anything else. Like, I would not be able to do the advertising and, like, everything. So you would need to find people who have those specific skills, I guess, and maybe find a partner in that and just kind of do it as like a group of people is what I would picture in my head. And like people who are driven and like want to do the certain things that say, I couldn't do. But like with this, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. It is what it is.
What do you think your biggest problem then is business-wise right now?
I don't know, myself. Truly, it's myself because I hold myself back in every way. Like, if I had more, I don't know, thoughts in my head, it would be amazing, but there's just too much going on, you know, like I can't even hold my train of thought long enough to, so it's me, I'm holding the business back.
What do you want from your business? And why do you say back? Because I think, you know, you can choose anything you want. Like, right? I think there's a general societal perception that you must grow,
yeah,
be busy like crazy. But then there's also the, I want to design this business for me. And, you know, the reason we do marketing sometimes is to, it dictates our growth. It helps us find the right customers and then, you know, design it just for the stuff that you sort of like and want to do.
Yeah. And I guess with the name being River Rose and like my daughter's name, I'm pretty protective of that. I'm like, maybe if I was to like want to branch out, I would not want to it to be so personal, you know, like if people had bad things to say about River Rose, I'm like, oh, that's my daughter at the same time, you know? So I don't know. There's always that.
I don't think people would have bad things.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah,
like, It's a small town. There is people with a bad taste in the mouth about me, you know, like there's always going to be that, but
yeah,
you know, like,
it's interesting. And like, I don't want to like start selling myself
on
you,
yeah,
but like, I want to like help you so badly. Cause I think that you've got a very interesting business. I think you have an interesting company. It externally looks like it's successful. There's so many good opportunities. I think there is a gap up here when it comes to services that you offer and people that do it well versus like a big corporate company versus someone like you that's taking the time to do branding and a bit of marketing and put together that structure, and you want to balance that lifestyle with your business, or like versus the person that just cleans homes. Like, I think there's an opportunity to make a business for yourself. I would like to talk, this is turning to salesman, but I would love to talk to you more about this, because there's stuff that you're saying that, not to say that it's wrong, but like, I still think everything that you've talked about where you're wanting to go, you can stay on the path that you are. You just need like some coaching and conversation to go that way. Like,
I've always said I would love a mentor, and I've never found one.
What do you think you need mentorship from? Like, is it business or
finances? Business. Like, I just came into this thinking I was just going to clean some houses and that was it. And then it just kind of, and I was just looking for like houses to clean myself. Right. And it just kind of took off. But then I was like struggling because I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I didn't have a bookkeeper for the first, like 2 years actually. And I was like kind of struggling because I was like making mistakes, you know? Right. And I had to find a really good professional there and reach out, and she really like just helped me in every way possible. And like, I don't know, you just have to have the people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's making me upset, to be honest with you, because like, you don't see, like, you've got like a great business.
There's so much that you don't see.
You're
right?
A smart person, like, and you need maybe feel isolated and lonely. And I will say, I'll start with speaking from a point of where I was years ago. Like, I started my marketing business in my basement. I didn't have the network. I didn't have people back then. I didn't know Brian back then. I didn't have business owner friends. All my friends were like somewhat successful, like doctors, engineers. And I was just like this guy going nowhere type of thing. And now I started these businesses and they're always just trying to get together and drink. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to talk to other business owners and stuff. And then the more of that network you start to build and establish, and you realize, you're like, we're all idiots. I texted him last week and I'm like, I'm just an idiot. And like, I like, somehow navigated my way through this. And like, we're all in the same boat. Like, none of us know what we're doing. I didn't go to school to be a professional marketer or to open a co-working space or to start this epic podcast, right? Like, I went to school for business and I like whatever, I did fine, and then I just had some like corporate type of jobs and I ended up here. And it literally was a point in my life where I wanted no one else to be in charge of my livelihood, And I was like, well, how do I do that? What am I good at? And I'm like, I'm not good at anything. And people are like, well, you're good at talking, which is sometimes embarrassing to hear that. Like I kind of said, like I'm a fast talker or something like that, which isn't the case. Or I'm good at building relationships. And I'm like, well, what do I do with that? Like, I'm not going to be a motivational speaker. That's not in my DNA. I was like, well, I've got a passion for marketing. I'm not even good at it. I just know a little bit about it. And I was like, well, let's figure that out and kind of go from there. And then the first year, and it's like going into year four or whatever, I don't know math, but the first year you spend most of the time trying to figure out, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, okay, I'm selling marketing and people are paying for it. And it was cool. Like, I scaled quickly. But at the time, people were asking me to do stuff I had never done before. And like, can you do this? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. If they asked, have you done this? Different answer. Yeah. But I was like, yes, I will take it and we'll figure it out. So that first year, I'm figuring out, how do I post up to social media? I've never done that. How do I get people found on Google? I've never done that. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, when do I charge for taxes? And, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing marketing. And you're supposed to do professional development and all these things. And I'm supposed to only work 8 hours a day, or the society tells me that I'm supposed to be working 80-hour weeks, which is also never in my DNA, which is why I pay people to sometimes clean my house or mow my lawn and all that stuff. So the biggest learning experience, if I can name 100 of them, one of them, like, because this is the third person we've spoken to today, and all three of them have said the similar thing about, we don't know what we're doing. Business-wise, we have no clue. And they all look like really cool professional business. You've seen that sunflower farm out there?
Yeah.
It looks so cool and amazing. And she's in here talking about the same insecurities. And we had someone from State of Mind Hypnosis who was talking about like the importance of mindset and like having these limiting thoughts and removing those things. And I think you just need I don't know, I can sound like a counselor, but you just need someone to talk to, and like, you need a bigger network of whether it's coming to Thrive for networking opportunities, whether it's talking to State of Mind Hypnosis, whether it's just going out and like slowly building that network yourself, whether it's hiring coaches, whether it's hiring marketers, whatever, like you need to first realize no one is an expert at what they do. We're all fumbling along trying to figure it out. And kind of remove that from your brain and then like, okay, how do we go about building the business you want? And don't just immediately think that you want to, okay, I'm supposed to scale it. So that's what I'm going to do. Or I'm supposed to grow it. So that's what I'm supposed to do. Forget that. Like, that's not what you want. You're like, I want to spend more time with my daughter. I want to focus on what I'm good at the business. How do we do that?
Yeah, when you were saying like, oh, I don't want to spend money when you started up here on cleaning. And I feel like that's along the lines of like, when you start up, you don't know when to spend the money on certain services and like, and you don't know when to ask for help when you need it. And especially if you're alone, like it is very like mentally taxing.
Yeah.
Like it can be like your whole life is your business. And like, that's pretty hard. So I definitely feel that.
It's scary. In the first year, and I still have it, not as bad, but like imposter syndrome. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, of course.
I will literally, and I can remember it, like I would take my dog out in the backyard and I'd sit on the step and it would like sound like people were yelling at me, like voices yelling at me, like you're messing this up. I used to think that I was going to go to jail. Like I was like defrauding people for taking money from them and doing marketing. I literally, and I'm like 30 something years old and I'm like, dude, you're going to go to jail because you're taking money from these people. And it was like, there's a lot of stuff that I worked on, like tools, like mental health tools, anxiety, meditation we talked about, little things like that. But then finding a group and like having conversations is like realizing like this is a thing that we're all kind of in together. And we think that this person's an expert, that person's an expert, like we're all trying to figure it out together. So I think you've got a ton of cool things going on. I think that you're in an industry that where there's like a massive gap in this area to do something really cool. But I don't want to coach you on the name thing right now. I don't know if that's super necessary to change. And again, I'll tell you one quick story about myself where I like started Managey Digital and my mentor was like, the one criticism he had, he's like, you're not going to be able to grow that brand with a name that's so personal. And I was like, I know that. And I've talked about it and I've thought about it since the last couple of years. And I used to be like, oh yeah, 10 out of 10, I'm going to have to change the name one day. And every month or day it gets like further along. I don't know if it's necessary mm-hmm. to change it specifically. So again, like there'd be more conversations you or other people would want to be a part of. But yeah. I guess the last part of my ramble that I would want to say is like, I think you've got so many great tools. You're very personable. You clearly have a lot going on intelligently up there. You've built that brand and it sounds like you want to tear it down. And I don't think you do that. I guess that's what
it's
I'm trying
true.
To do.
It's true. I mostly just want to like restart with all the lessons that I have learned and stuff. And just not alone.
Yeah. You just need help. You just need a guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, lots of good things. I don't think, you know, we don't always restart or refresh. Sometimes we just evolve a little bit. I don't think you have to be alone. I think there's lots of solutions for that. But what I really love is, you know, the name and your daughter, like to me, that's just, it shows the level of care. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that you care so much about it is also why we want to hire you. Because you're also delivering mm-hmm. something that's high-end, and that just needs to be,
you know, I would never give up River Rose, but I would want something else out there that, like, is, like, a project that, like, just, it just isn't so personal to me, you know? Like, that's more what I meant by that.
Sure.
It's interesting. This has been an amazing conversation. Any final thoughts before we...
Not really.
How do people find you?
On Instagram at River Rose Cleaning Service, on Facebook at River Rose Cleaning Service. Don't call us.
Don't call. That's great to say, right? How do we get a hold of you? Right? Don't phone me. I'm busy, which means right. You're really good, yeah. Right? So check out River Rose Cleaning. If you'd like to have a conversation like this with us on the podcast, please reach out to us. You can send us an email at setitup@coworthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.